Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
So this is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and every week our colleagues from the Straits Times talk us through the biggest headlines coming out of Singapore for the week. Now, you see QR codes just about everywhere these days, and these square barcodes, of course, show up wherever you see TV ads, to social media posts, and of course, when you are out at restaurants and using your safe entry. Now, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic has fueled the surge in the use of QR codes. Seeking to cut down on possible transmission, digital contract tracing solutions had to be swiftly implemented with the help of digital contact tracing tools, as I mentioned, Trace Together, Safe Entry. And now it seems, of course, almost inevitably, that scammers have diversified to include using QR codes to dupe victims, with the police warning of two new scams involving the barcode. We've got Jean Lau here, journalist at The Straits Times, who's joining us on the line to share more about the rise of QR code scams and what you should know before scanning them. Jean, thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Jean, this is a new one for me personally, but it's not surprising, I'm sad to say. The police have advised members of the public to be on the lookout for a new wave of QR code scams. So how do these scams work?
Okay, so there are two scams that the police raised earlier this week. Mm-hmm. The first one involves SingPass QR code. Basically, scammers would trick victims into giving them access to SingPass services by offering them like cash or money rewards in exchange for filling up surveys that they claimed was for companies, like quite well-established companies. So SingPass basically runs a lot of government agencies, telcos, you know, insurance firms. They use the SingPass service to authenticate identities. Yeah, so basically these scammers were creating bank accounts and signing up for phone subscriptions and all that using other people's identities. Second one was a bit more straightforward. It's a printout flyer that says, scan me for $20 Grab voucher. So this one, the Sengkang Neighborhood Police Center posted on Facebook and said that Grab confirmed that they did not create this barcode and they don't have any promotions that require people to scan QR codes to redeem a voucher. So those are the two main ones that we picked up this week.
Dean, this is also why, this is JP Young, by the way, here. This is also why I always decline these surveys on YouTube or Facebook whenever they come up. But tell us more about this, because as Shahzad mentioned, these QR codes have become ubiquitous and almost a part of our daily lives. Sometimes we even scan them blindlessly at this moment. But where are these phony QR codes showing up?
So for the SingPass QR code, I think people were contacted over messaging platforms. Mm-hmm. And they asked them if they're interested in taking part in the survey. So they show up over messaging platforms. I think the main thing was that the victims had not actually met the people sending them the QR codes. And then for the Grab one, I think it was more physical. So it's quite similar to, I think last month, NTUC said that there was a printed flyer going around with FairPrice voucher giveaways and a QR code as well. Yeah, and there were WhatsApp messages going around saying that people, you know, don't trust this flyer that comes in your mailbox. So it's both online and offline. Yeah, so it reaches almost everyone, I would say.
Is it targeting other people more than others? Who are these scammers usually targeting based on what you've been seeing?
I think it depends on the kind of scam, but I mean, we get victims of all kinds of, like, all ages, essentially. So, I mean, it's not just, you know, the elderly who aren't so tech-savvy, but we do have quite a few young people who get scammed on, you know, e-commerce platforms, job investment scams. But I really think it's quite far-reaching. I mean, the fact that most crimes in Singapore, I think, or a large proportion of crimes in Singapore are actually scams, shows that everyone seems to be a potential victim.
So how do you spot one of these fake QR codes and stop getting scammed?
I think for the SingPass QR code scam, it's quite important to know that it's not really a fake QR code, because, I mean, it's off the legitimate service, it's just that it's being misused.
Right.
Yeah, but I think that the main thing is to not trust QR codes or any links. It's like the same as these, you know, phishing links that get sent to you. You shouldn't trust any of those that get sent to you over SMS, especially if it's completely unsolicited and from someone that you'd have never met and don't know. Yeah, for the Grab and NTUC one, the police always urge the public to be vigilant when there's a promise of money or vouchers for very little effort. I think nowadays as well, many companies have come out and said that they would never contact you or ask for personal information using SMS or WhatsApp. So whenever those messages do come through, it's, you know, that should raise alarm bells.
But QR codes for menus at restaurants, they're generally still safe, right?
Yeah. So, okay. yeah. I think if it's in person and you can then verify with somebody in person that this is the menu for, you know, the restaurant you're eating in, I think that's quite safe.
All right. Jean, now, earlier this week, and I find it fascinating, you've been looking at a lot of scams over the last, and the proliferation of scams here in Singapore. Earlier this week, you also wrote about a job scam in which victims are offered a commission for boosting movie ticket sales. How did the scam work? And tell us more about what you discovered.
So this scam is a variant of job scams, which are actually the most reported scams in 2021.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically somebody befriends you on a messaging platform like WhatsApp, Telegram, and they offer you a job where you basically get commissions for boosting the sales of movie tickets. So, you know, the victims would then say, like, yes, I want to be involved in this job. I want this, you know, I want the commissions. They then send them this link to create an account. And then the victims are told that they have to put money into this account to, like, help boost the sales of the movie tickets. So then the scammers would give them a bank account to transfer money to, yeah. And then basically the victims are transferring money to people that they don't know. And this money goes into an account that they say is being used to boost ticket sales. And then the victims only realize they've been scammed when they can't withdraw money from this online account that they were told to set up. So it's quite elaborate, but I mean, these job scams are quite, we see them quite a lot where scammers offer victims to, you know, boost sales on e-commerce sites in exchange for a commission. And then for the first few times, you know, they do get some commission, and then like the third time it cuts off, and then the scammer will cut all contact. So they are getting very common, which is why a lot of them, we have been reporting on a lot of job scams. So for this particular scam, I think it was 3.6 million that has been cheated since January this year, which is less than 2 months, which is a lot.
Wow, it is. Absolutely. Jean, thank you very much for highlighting these scams and keeping us informed. Jean Lau, the journalist at The Straits Times, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.